This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, so here is a first turntable. This is a really excellent turntable because it plays 78s as well as 45s and 33s. There's also like a cassette player in the corner here. This cabin is like 1,200 square feet. There's really the three turntables is a bit much, I think.
In the spring, our music critic Amanda Petrusich went into quarantine just a couple of hours away from New York City. She's isolated from other people, but also from most of her vast record collection. She could only carry one or two boxes of records with her. And for somebody who cares as much about music as Amanda does, those are pretty hard choices.
And here are some records. Donnie and Joe Emerson, this record is wild. John Coltrane, more John Coltrane, more John Coltrane. Leonard Cohen, for when it's late at night and you've had too much wine. Merle Haggard's greatest hits, for when it's 3 in the afternoon and you've had too much wine. Neil Young, Johnny Cash.
So I feel like if you were to ask any music fan, you know, like right now, pick the five things you take with you, you know, to the other side, and you don't know when you're coming back again. I think it would incite a kind of panicked meltdown in most of them. It's hard to anticipate, you know, what you're going to want and need and when. So you kind of start taking this weird inventory of yourself and the contents of your mind and sort of what you need to get by.
I have a compilation called New York City Blues. I have some Lightning Hopkins, Folk Songs of Puerto Rico. That's another Folkways record. Music of the Bahamas. That's another Folkways record. Traditional Cajun Fiddle, a great Folkways record. Some Mississippi John Hurt.
So I've been listening to a lot of releases put out on a label called Folkways, which was founded in New York City in 1948 by Mo Ash and Marion Distler. And they were interested in capturing and preserving folk culture kind of in the broadest and most expansive sense of the phrase. And they released some pretty esoteric stuff, poetry, spoken word, instructional records, a lot of field recordings of people. I would say I own probably about 36 Folkways releases, and they're the kinds of albums that I buy whenever I see one, regardless of whether I've heard anything on it before, regardless of whether I recognize the artist. You put it on the turntable, and it's truly anything could come out of your speakers.
Okay, I'm going to put on Folk Songs of the Catskills.
Oh, you pretty fair maids of courage brave and true, I'll tell you how for a happy lives and all your troubles do. I'll tell you how for a happy live and plainly understand you must never try to fall in love with a good-looking man. When I was
so one album I've been listening to a lot well up here is called Folk Songs of the Catskills. They were sung by a woman named Barbara Moncure, and her singing partner is a guy named Harry Siemson, who specialized in animal husbandry and was the official historian for the town of Kingston, which is very close to where I am.
So every
every day I looked about for a good-looking man. Well, my wish, it seems, it came too soon on a Sunday afternoon. As onwards home from church, I tripped.
When I spend time in a new place, I think I like to get to know it by getting to know its vernacular music. That's a really useful way in for me. It's a way of getting closer to the spirit of the place. I will say I am presently covered in poison ivy, so I still have a lot to learn about the Catskills, but this has been a kind of a useful way to start that education.
My gent stepped out, and so did I, to take a pleasure's roam. My gent stepped out, and so...
Tuareg music of the Southern Sahara, which is one of those records I picked up without really knowing very much about it or what it would sound like or what it would contain or who had made it. And I've just found it wildly transporting. There's a lot of ambient noise. At one point, a baby starts crying. You can hear animals. They're scrappy. It's the sort of sound of people in a room or people in a field or people on a porch making music together, making music in the kind of precise place and way where it was intended to happen. I don't know, something about the world slowing down, and I think the size of things shrinking, this sort of matches it. It's a time of closeness with your community and the people who are immediately around you. So this feels like the right way to kind of celebrate that or to lean into that.
I'm gonna live that life, gonna sing it in my soul.
I've also been listening a lot to a compilation of recordings by Joseph Spence, the Bahamian guitarist. It's called The Complete Folkways Recordings from 1958. And when Joseph Spence made most of these recordings, he was in his late 40s. He'd worked most of his life as a stonemason on the Bahamian island of Andros. And he was recorded by a folklorist named Samuel Charters and his wife, Anne. And when they first encountered Spence, they described him as sitting on top of a pile of bricks and entertaining some workers who were nearby hammering the frame of a house together. So nice. I miss the experience of live music so deeply and so profoundly that it is, yeah, anything that can kind of approximate that in whatever way I can on record to get as close to that feeling as I can in a safe way is just so welcome. For me, I've been really doubling down on the records that make me feel, like I'm part of a kind of vast and weird continuum of humanity. They remind me in this really visceral way that no anguish is really new, and humanity has overcome a lot of monstrous things before. I like remembering that there is a past and there is a future.
That's music critic Amanda Petrusich.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.